Joined by Darlene Wolford with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, as we are every Wednesday morning at this time. And Darlene, the jobs picture across Southern Colorado continuing to have some pretty positive news as far as just the number of jobs out there. And these are some pretty high-paying jobs as well. We've got, what, two hiring events, an apprenticeship career fair, plus two great jobs to focus in on today. Let's start off with those hiring events locally.
Thank you, Andrew. Good morning. So we have the El Paso County Public Health is having an in-person hiring event. This will be tomorrow, Thursday, July 14th, from 9 to 4 p.m. They are hiring for the WIC program, which is Special Supplement Nutrition for Women, Infants, and Children. The open positions are program assistants with annual wage of $38,000. They are looking for a full-time WIC educator, annual wage of $38,000. They're also looking for a part-time WIC educator, which pays $18.63 to $19.19 per hour. And they do ask that candidates apply online before attending the event. Next, we have PCSI. That's another in-person hiring event on Tuesday, July 19th from 9 a.m. to noon. PCI is a nonprofit that employs individuals with disabilities into customer-facing jobs. They are looking to hire positions as housekeeping aides at $17.39 an hour, floor techs and floor strippers, which pays $17.81 to $18.63 an hour, a grounds person, $17.23 an hour, a custodian, which can also work at Schriever Air Force Base, that pays $17.38 to $17.80 per hour. And then they're also looking for a group lead, which is $18.22 an hour. For that registered apprenticeship career fair, this is in person on Thursday, July 21st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We hope that you come to join us to learn about registered apprenticeship opportunities throughout Colorado. This career fair is the U.S. Department of Labor registered apprenticeship that expect to have open positions in the next 12 months. We currently have 10 employers participating. So an apprenticeship is a great opportunity to receive those hands-on career training and education while earning a paycheck. So with an apprenticeship, there's nearly 9 out of 10 apprentices are employed after completing their apprenticeship with an average salary of $60,000 per hour. So this is a great opportunity for those not wanting to take on debt by going to a traditional college.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You mentioned that you have 10 employers already lined up to participate. Are you open to more that might hear this and kind of want to get in? Maybe they have opportunities for apprentices that they'd like to look for?
Yes, we absolutely do. We have reached out to some additional businesses, but if they would like to, they can also contact our business services, and we'd be happy to speak with them.
Perfect. You know, Darlene, we also mentioned a couple of targeted specific job opportunities, two great jobs in fairly different career fields if somebody's looking for a little bit of a change of pace this morning.
Absolutely. So first, we have a marketing coordinator. This is with Nunn Construction. The annual salary is $50,000 to $75,000. And the Connecting Colorado job number is 1574548. The marketing coordinator will be working with a marketing manager utilizing Adobe InDesign to acquire new work. They will be using WordPress and CRM database management to update the company website and project updates, implement external communications such as social media and public relations communications. They will also schedule and coordinate project celebrations and job site tours with project teams. The requirements for this position is you need to be an excellent communicator, both written and verbal, have a proficiency in InDesign and adhering to those brand standards, Have a bachelor's degree or an equivalent work experience in marketing, communications, or another related field. Next, we have that network engineer with TMC Technologies of West Virginia Corporation. The annual salary is $75,000 to $105,000. Connecting Colorado job number 158-8249. This position will be supporting the U.S. Space Force Space and Missile Systems Center Innovation and Prototyping Directorate. They will be responsible for the monitoring and support of network infrastructure, such as Cisco routers, switches, firewalls, and VPNs, and virtual server environments, so server storage area networks and VMware. And they should be able to troubleshoot, install, implement, and administer network systems. The requirements for this position is a bachelor's degree with two plus years of a relevant experience or a master's degree in a relevant technical discipline. They also, in lieu of a degree, they do ask 6 plus years of relevant experience. Have a strong background in Microsoft Office tools and Visio is desired. And of course, since it is one of those that will support U.S. Space Force, must have an active top secret clearance.
And again, for more information on these jobs as well as everything else going on over at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, Darlene, what's the best way to keep up to speed with all of this?
Absolutely. Connect with us on our website at ppwfc.org or contact us by phone 719-667-3700.
Darlene Wolford with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, always a pleasure, and we'll talk again same time next week.
Great. Thank you. Have a great day, Andrew.